BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks, and welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic. From a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City. And the stories originate from
names, characters, places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, was obviously my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players. Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, myself, Bree Harvey, and introducing Brooklyn Heights.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we are happy to present music from the Twang Town Paramours, and the second half of our special two-part interview with them.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I have been happily married to my husband for over a year now. We don't have any children yet, although we have 2 standard poodles he considers his babies. Recently, instead of perming my hair, I had my hair straightened. I was tired of having a big, round-looking ball on top of my head and felt I deserved a change. When he saw my straight hair, he cried. I never saw him cry. He said he married me because of my short, curly, dark brown hair on top of my head. Now he's not speaking to me, and he's solely paying attention to the poodles, since he claims they have more respect for him. Granny Ada, I don't know what to do. I have an appointment next week to have a hairstylist sew in some hair extensions. Should I cancel? Should I re-perm my hair and look like our dogs? I'm so lost and ashamed. Signed, Not a Standard Poodle.
Dear de-permed, how delightful. Having a husband who clearly has a fetish for the poodle updo. There is something a little creepy about this whole situation. Clearly, your husband wants you to be a human poodle. Usually, I suggest counseling. But in this case, I pose the question, what does your gut tell you to do? The choice is really up to you. Re-perm your hair, join an obedience class, or be independent. No matter what you choose, there will be consequences. Sometimes the right choices are the hardest. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
I love this.
You do?
Yes. Thank you, honey.
Well, I thought you needed to get away.
You're so right.
So, what do you want to do?
Oh, honey, feel this bed. It is so comfortable.
Yeah, a little soft, but you're right, it is comfortable.
We haven't stayed in a hotel in years.
Yeah.
Everything is so spacious. Look, there's even a chaise lounge. And robes.
And look at this 60-inch flat screen.
It's a smart TV. It even says, Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Richards.
Hey, that's us.
This is such a nice gesture. Honey, you know what I want to do?
No.
Let's just stay in. You know, get into these lovely robes, order room service, binge watch some of our favorite programs.
Well, you don't want to go out in the town?
No, we're always running somewhere. Honey, don't you want to?
Okay, if that's what you really want.
That's what I really want.
All right, so where's the room service menu?
Oh, here it is. Let's see. They have munchies, nachos, hummus and pitas, olives, cheeses, spiced nuts.
I was thinking more of a dinner.
That's what's so great. We can order anything we want.
Oh, this looks good. Steak au poivre with fingerling potatoes and asparagus.
I just feel like eating good old-fashioned junk food. Loaded nachos. Should I get a salad?
Are you kidding me?
Too much? Okay, I'll diet tomorrow.
Is this all the dessert they have? Two types of brownies and ice cream?
Wine?
Sure.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening.
Hi, I would like to order room service.
Yes, Mrs. Richards, go ahead.
Oh, she knows my name. That is so cool. We'll have the steak poivre, medium well, and the loaded nachos.
What kind of dressing would you like on the salad?
Excuse me?
The steak comes with the house salad.
Oh, this is my lucky day. Do you have blue cheese?
Yes, we do.
Good. Blue cheese it is.
Okay. Beef or chicken for the nachos?
No, chicken. I'll go with the chicken.
Okay. Will there be anything else?
Oh, yes. We would like to have some red wine.
Okay. How many glasses?
I guess we'd like the entire bottle.
Oh, well, that would be from the bar. I can connect you.
Okay. Oh, wait. Before you do, we were wondering about the dessert selection on the room service menu. Do you have anything else besides brownies and ice cream?
We don't, because room service is a separate menu from the hotel's restaurant menu. If you want to ask the restaurant directly, I can transfer you to them as well.
Okay.
You will have to pick up the dessert order separately, though.
Really?
Still want me to connect you?
Well, I guess.
Hold on.
Waters Restaurant.
Hi. We were hoping you have a wider dessert selection than the room service menu.
Yeah. We have cheesecake with strawberries or raspberry topping, carrot cake, and chocolate lava cake with banana ice cream.
Okay, hold on a sec. Honey, they have cheesecake with strawberries or raspberry topping, carrot cake, and chocolate lava cake with banana ice cream.
Lava cake sounds good.
Okay. The lava cake sounds good.
Okay. Will there be anything else?
Oh, well, I need to order wine.
Okay, hold on. I can connect you to the bar.
Okay, but wait. Do I have to pick this up? I also ordered from room service.
No, we can arrange that. Everything's brought up together. Room 1049, right?
Yes.
Anything else?
Just the wine.
I'll connect you.
Water bar.
Oh, hi. I would like to order a bottle of house red.
We recommend Wolf Trap. It's a South American red.
Oh, how much is that?
Just one second, I'll check. It's $35.
Honey, it's $35.
$35? We could probably get that for $10 somewhere else.
Is there anything cheaper?
I'm afraid that is the lowest price, and frankly, it is by far the best.
Honey, she says that is the best and the lowest in cost.
Well, do you want it?
It's part of the hotel experience.
Okay, then order it.
Okay. Can you send that up to room 1049? I've ordered from room service and the restaurant.
Oh, I'm sorry. You will have to pick this up.
But aren't you connected to the restaurant?
Yes, but we aren't connected to room service.
I see. Okay. Well, one of us will be right down. Honey, you want to pick up the wine downstairs?
I'm in my robe.
All right. I'll go down then.
Where's our food? It's been 2 hours.
I don't know, but this is the last of the wine.
Call again. I'm starving.
Okay, but this is the third time already.
Room service.
Yes, where is our food?
Mrs. Richards, we told you to pick it up.
What? No, you didn't. The restaurant guy said he would arrange to send the dessert with room service.
No, we sent the food to the restaurant to be picked up by you, Mrs. Richards.
Are you serious? It's past 11. Okay, I'll pick it up.
I'm sorry, but the restaurant is already closed.
What? What about our food?
It's been thrown out, but charge to your room.
No food. We don't have any food.
Well, let's just go to bed. My head hurts.
But what about the food?
Reach in my jacket's inside pocket. I have a half a package of winter mints in there. Knock yourself out.
I love room service.
I've seen twisted trees swaying in the breeze, barren and broken.
All right, so we're back with Mike T. Lewis and Mary Beth Lewis, the husband and wife singers of the Twang Town Paramours. And who else sings in your band? Who else is in your group?
Well, it's usually I do most of the background vocals. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of songs that I sang, but because I produce the records, I'm wise enough to know that Mary Beth is a way better singer than I am, mm-hmm. and to feature her. The other singer usually here is me.
Okay. All right. So the two of you are it. Do you several times record this over, like you have several other voices? I mean, when you record them in the studio?
It's usually, let's say, like Heaven is Somewhere Else, when you heard that.
Uh-huh.
That was Mary Beth overdubbed many times,
okay,
on top of her.
All right. That's what my ear was telling me. Okay.
That was fun. That was really fun to do because I got to sing all those different parts.
Uh-huh.
That was cool.
Yeah. I did that once. That's why they recorded several times. I sang different parts of the song. It is cool. It's a lot of fun to do in the studio like that. I like to talk about Might As Well Be Like You. Tell me about that song.
Might As Well Be You is a sarcastic comment, meaning, you know, the singer is a bit jaded and says, hey, you know, I know this isn't going to work out, but if I'm going to have something not work out, might as well be with you.
I remember you saw some sort of documentary about something.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we were watching this documentary, and I don't know what it was, but this young girl said something like, yeah, and I don't remember the context. Somehow she was running around with these different rock bands, and these guys just couldn't care less about her. And she figured, well, I'm going to do this, and if I'm going to be with somebody, well, might as well be this guy.
It's amazing what we are inspired by.
Mm-hmm.
That is a cool story. So let's listen to Might As Well Be Like You.
I've seen twisted trees swaying in the breeze, barren and broken and bent by the wind. Tangled forever, strangled together, can't tell where one ends and the other begins. I've seen roses on hillsides, blown by the wind.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.